From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting terrorists attack Istanbul's Atatürk Airport. The governor of Istanbul says three suicide bombers detonated explosives late Tuesday at the Turkish city's airport, killing at least 31 people and wounding about 60 others. State television said one of the several explosions occurred near a control point at the entry to the international arrival terminal. Witnesses said police shot at one attacker after he opened fire with a rifle. Video later showed the man blowing himself up. British Prime Minister David Cameron traveled to Brussels Tuesday to meet with European Union leaders for the first time since the British public voted to leave the EU. European leaders said they respect the outcome of the Brexit referendum but want Britain to leave speedily in order to resolve the political and economic uncertainties unleashed by the decision. The leaders turned down Mr. Cameron's pleas for favorable conditions for a British exit. The Prime Minister spoke to reporters about his discussions.
But they were very constructive discussions. They were very positive. They were very calm. They were very understanding that Britain should seek, and Europe should seek, the closest possible relations as Britain leaves the EU.
David Cameron. Republicans on a U.S. congressional investigation panel say the government failed to respond to a 2012 attack in Libya that killed four Americans. Panel Chairman Trey Gowdy complained that no U.S. military assets were deployed to Benghazi, Libya.
No U.S. military asset was ever deployed to Benghazi despite the order of the Secretary of Defense.
Military leaders said they did not have sufficient intelligence information or resources to respond. This is VOA News.